An injured KD out west, a cocky Isaiah back east, NBA, NFL, and more sports talk. All this and more up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Sports Weekly.
So apparently while we were en route to AfterBuzz TV / Black Hollywood Live, Remy drops another one. Appropriately titled, Another One, to follow up her hit, her smash diss hit, Sheether. This is our first time hearing it.
She murdered the first one.
Is it called Another One?
It's called Another One.
Is DJ Khaled in it?
How much more can you say?
Another One.
Another One.
Right. Remy Ma, yeah, you killed Nicki. You just need to have a seat because you don't have anything else to prove.
Beating a dead horse.
Right. Like beating a dead.
Literally.
Like
a dead.
A dead horse. As we like to say here at Sports Weekly, this is not a music show. It's a sports show, contrary to popular belief. But every Thursday night, you can join your favorite sports squad here, BHL. I'm Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Insta Story at Erica Renee D.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. I have a new social media at the OC Dad on all social media platforms. So go ahead and follow me on that.
That's good. A lot of energy. you can find me, right? You can find me, Joshua Johnson, all over social media at JJ the Talented.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Reina_Ale.
I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Hit me up because I
love to debate.
Yeah.
So do we, guys. Get the live chat popping.
That's right. Get the live chat popping, guys. And always, as always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow us on Twitter at BHL Online. Follow us on Instagram at BHL Sports Weekly. There's no guest tonight, but it's the starting five. Look
yes.
alive.
Yes.
We started a little late because we were trying to find something real lit to listen to, which we kind of failed at because I don't think Another One sounds super lit.
Lit AF.
I haven't heard it yet.
Lit AF.
It didn't go as hard as Sheether.
Right.
Plus, that beat is legendary.
Turnt.
Right.
Turnt.
Super crunk for me and Josh because we're Josh J. That was our age, our era. Crunk.
I was like five.
Remember Lil Jon and Eastside Boys? Can everybody crunk back then?
Okay.
Just poke him with a stick.
Atlanta held it down for a few summers.
Actually, I think I was like 11.
Crunk.
No. Here she goes.
Really?
Sheether.
Just kidding.
Kevin Durant, the lead. Kevin Durant is out for at least 4 weeks. I would never wish injury on anyone.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Which I kind of did 20 minutes ago before we got here.
We need to start filming, like, behind the scenes so we can catch the BTS takes.
Gray is a grade 2 MCL sprain. He has a tibia bone bruise. When he first got hurt against his hometown, home team, the other night, they feared that it was worse than it actually is. But they're going to reevaluate Kevin Durant in 4 weeks. Hopefully he can come back. Hopefully for the Warriors, he can come back before the end of regular season and possibly before the end.
Dripping with sarcasm.
Shame.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I don't need more people. You don't have to believe me.
Live chat says Erica lying.
Why you always lying?
So, guys, what must the Warriors do to adjust to losing Kevin Durant? Take it away.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm not going back on what we said because I still agree that they're not going to win a championship this year.
Oh,
but I still think they're going to be coming into the playoffs as the number one seed.
Mm.
I do not think this is going to slow them down at all. Matt Barnes has been great in the past. We're going to certainly see how he's going to be turning in as a Warrior. But to quote you, I think it was you that said it before the show. They did win 73 games with the squad last year. So, again, I'm not a big fan of the Warriors, but I still think they're going in as the number one seed.
I don't think it's going to mess up their chemistry. I mean, they've played with each other. They know how they all work. KD, I was hurt after, like, watching that.
Were
I felt
you?
So bad for
Why?
Him.
Why?
Because that's such a terrible injury. Like, I don't want, like, you know, especially after this year. This is his first year. He made that big move, like, I just, that broke my heart. I feel bad for KD. I hope you wish you was, I feel bad.
Nobody wants to get hurt.
Nobody wants to get hurt. Especially during this time and playoffs coming and stuff. Yeah.
By comparison, I was listening to your guy today.
Marcellus?
No, your best friend.
Oh, Colin Cowherd. I love you, Colin.
And he made a comparison as far as the injury, because this is grade 2. Curry suffered from grade one last season, which some people felt that hampered him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is grade two, so this is a bit more severe. So do you guys really think that he'll be back in time for the playoffs with this injury?
Here's my thing. I think he just needs to be back by the Western Conference Finals. They can definitely get to the Western Conference Finals without him. They could probably get to the finals without him, too, to be honest with you. So just get healthy.
Okay, so again,
who's going to beat him in the West without...
Here's my theory. I know that Charlie and I have said that adding KD wasn't particularly making the Warriors that much better. We both held on to that theory all season long. So as far as them going by subtracting KD with his injury, they are going back to the squad that they had. But still, their whole system this year has been involving KD. So there's still adjustments that have to be made when you lose that player. Whether or not you believe that he added to their offense, losing him still means that you have to adjust your game plan. So with that being said, in my romantic mind, Clipper fan mind, I do believe that losing KD will affect the Warriors' ability to maintain the number one seed in the West. I think that the Spurs will be number one, the Warriors will be two,
okay,
Rockets will be three, and the Clippers or the Jazz will be four or five. And coming from a Clippers perspective, I think that the Warriors will end up facing the Rockets in a seven-game round two series, and they will not get past the Rockets.
Well, where's this lack of faith coming from a team that won 73 games last year?
I mean, we keep talking about how they won 73 games, but that same team also blew a 3-1 lead.
But they still won 73 games last year when 2 minutes away from winning a championship. I mean, the fact that you don't think they can still be the number one seed is kind of crazy. I mean, the only piece they're really missing from last year's team is Harrison Barnes. Everyone else is kind of replaceable. If not, they have better pieces to replace it.
And keep in mind, they've got 22 games to get that chemistry back to what it was last year.
They do.
I don't think they forgot how to play with each other.
The Spurs are... There's not a huge drop-off from one to two. And the Spurs are always the sleeper in the West.
Correct.
I mean, from year to year to year. And it's not like the number two seed... It's the Clippers or the Rockets or the Thunder. We're talking about the Popovich coach Spurs, who are lingering right behind them at the number two seed.
Yep.
So
who also tend to rest players toward the playoffs as well.
They do.
So with that in mind, you know, you're going to have some drop-offs in games, in one games.
And my thing is with this, even if the Warriors get the two seed, they're still winning the West. I don't care if the Spurs
don't. I don't think so.
I think so, too. Definitely.
You're going to say they're not going to beat the Spurs? In San Antonio a couple of years?
No, I said that if the Warriors end up being the two seed, they're going to end up facing the Rockets
in the second round,
and the Rockets can beat the Warriors. The Rockets and the Warriors play the same kind of ball.
And the Warriors are better at that ball.
They definitely are.
Well,
with
sure.
KD.
Well, we know what Steph
and the
Curry
Rockets
does.
Are all offense, no
we know how Steph Curry sleeps in the playoffs, A. Did he not? Like, does he not sleep in the playoffs? I mean,
you get a new chance every year, though, to play in the playoffs, though.
And he sleeps in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
I mean, Loki has been taking the back seat this entire season, but what makes you think he's not going to go crazy now that he has that spot back? Like, I think this is just going
to... Curry, listen, if Curry's going to go to sleep against a team, it's going to be against a team like the Cavaliers, who are solid defensively. He's not going to go to sleep against the Houston Rockets, who don't play defense.
Right, they're all offense.
He's
going
to average 35 a game that series.
But
It has to be the right circumstances. It's not because it's all of a sudden the playoffs, Curry just shuts off. No, defenses get tighter, but teams like the Rockets are not going to tighten up on defense because they're just not a defensive team.
Okay, so I think that the reason Curry does not excel as well in playoffs is because coaches and coaching staffs and teams have the chance to adjust. Whereas when you play, you know, one game, have two games off, and you play that same team maybe another time in a month, you know, you aren't really game planning for that same player every night. But in a seven game series, you are making adjustments, you're game planning for each player's skill set every single night. And that's why I think that Curry is not able to go off in playoffs as he does in regular season.
I'll give it to you that Curry, if you put a good defender on him, his production is very muted. He will back off from the production.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I think barring the fact that let's make sure no one else gets injured on this core squad of three for the Warriors, they're not going to run crazy over the West, but I still think they're going to win.
But
the
y'all,
West.
Y'all also, no one's taking into account that they traded their whole bench away. Like
by comparison, who else has a the Spurs have a good bench?
They still have Livingston. They have David West now. They have Kevin McGee. He's a decent player.
Another ring chaser.
They added an enforcer slash defense, defender with...
Who?
With,
don't even say Matt Barnes' name.
No, no.
I'm going to throw this water
bottle in. Matt
Barnes
off the bench and played 15 minutes is solid.
He will lock you down. He's an enforcer slash defense.
Matt Barnes is going to give you 10, 15 minutes? Absolutely.
You want Matt Barnes on your team?
As... Coming off the bench,
Do you want Matt Barnes on the Lakers again?
I know what to expect.
Do you want Matt
Barnes? He'll get in your star player's head.
Do you want Matt Barnes on your team?
You need right to have now, somebody like Matt Barnes on your team.
Chat room. Do you want Matt Barnes on your team?
Let's not bring the Lakers into this.
Do you want Matt Barnes as your 8th, 9th player coming off the bench? Yes, you absolutely.
He will get in their head.
You don't want him starting. You don't want him starting and playing 30 minutes a game.
And they don't have to start Matt Barnes at small forward. They still got Iguodala.
Ain't having it today, yeah. She's not.
I think the fact that you wanting the Spurs to be number one, is that kind of a fantasy due to your love of the Clippers, or do you really believe that?
No, okay, so I do believe the Spurs can be... Okay, yes, let me answer the first part. Yes, it is somewhat fantasy because I do think that the Clippers own the regular season and the postseason matchup against the Spurs. What are you saying?
This year, the regular season matchup, Clippers and Spurs?
The Clippers own the Spurs in the past couple of regular seasons, and in playoffs, for some reason, I don't know, our matchup-wise against the Spurs, it works to our benefit.
Spurs had trouble with athleticism.
They really, really do.
With
so
Blake and
I guess
DJ.
Blake and DJ, and probably also the speed, too, of the game. Because,
Chris Paul, too. Yeah. I mean, they don't have a point guard who can guard Chris Paul right now.
So, so, I mean, you know, pull up the record. I'm not making this up.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's not.
No, I don't
she's
doubt you.
So,
I don't doubt you. I'm just going off what we've seen from the Clippers for the past... six seasons.
And from the past we have owned the Spurs regular season and in postseason. So I do hope that the Spurs elevate to number one seed, because I think the Clippers could beat them if we end up being a fourth or fifth seed and advance into the second round. That we could beat them in a 7-game series in the second round.
Four and five with Utah.
With Utah.
And so you're saying you want the Clippers are four.
She just wants the Clippers to stay where they're at.
The
Spurs move up to one.
Yes, that's what I want.
So your first round will be against Utah?
Possibly, yeah.
I think, don't sleep on Utah.
Utah's good.
Don't sleep on Utah.
If the Clippers are healthy, I'll take
Clippers.
Clippers
can make it to the second round, but and usually
Utah's
they're
good.
Out in the second round, but don't
Utah's
sleep
good.
On Utah.
Utah's like a player away from being really, really good, but they're
chat room.
They're not beating a healthy.
We just have Dima in the chat room right now.
Hey,
Dima. Dima says, Erica, you can't wish for that. The Warriors are going to be all right. They also won a championship without KD as well.
They won a championship.
Erica's taking shots in the playoffs out. give Matt a chance, Erica. He can be productive.
You know who's winning right now is Gloria Govan, because she's still getting child support money.
Oh.
Matt Barnes is going from team to team. He's still employed.
Right. Mm.
So, you know, hands up to Gloria Govan. She's still getting
happy.
Paid. She's happy.
Yeah, she's
you know.
Happy.
She is happy. That's
she can provide for her children. Matt Barnes is still employed. So, good fan. How many teams has he played for since he came to the league?
A ton.
Right? Has he completed the whole 30-team cycle yet?
I personally believe
Warriors.
That every team needs someone like Matt Barnes.
I do, too.
You know, I don't like Matt Barnes, but I got to give it to his play. He can get another team.
I would love him on my team. Yeah. I would hate to play against him.
Yeah, same. I do too. You need that, like.
Yeah. Mm.
Any more thoughts on this KD injury or how it might affect or change
the
landscape?
It depends
the
how
Western
long he's
conference.
Out. Yeah. You know? If he's healthy when he comes back to the playoffs, then the Warriors are taking the West. Easy. Hands down. They are.
It's right a hard now. Injury. I don't know.
That's,
I mean, I don't know.
Ooh,
it's a hard
tough.
Injury. It's like. You never know.
Because you say
it's
if
mental.
I was going to say it's mental. You say if he's healthy, let's say he's doctor approved healthy.
Okay.
That still doesn't mean that he's 100%
that's,
healthy and that mentally that
good
he's
point.
Out there giving 100%.
Good point.
You know, anybody who steps on his pinky toe, he might like crumble to the ground.
Right? He's built kind of, you know, he's lanky.
He's been injured before, too.
He's been injured before.
Right. Yeah. Big deal or nah? This is the part of the show where we talk about whether something is a big deal or nah. Amari Stoudemire.
Ooh, that boy.
That's your boy, Jay Rod.
I do like Amari.
You do?
I have fond memories of him as a big fan, yes.
I mean, he's given us some good performances in the NBA.
Yes.
I forgot about Amari, really. I was like, what happened? Yeah, he plays for...
man, Amari, you let yourself go.
How do you say that name he plays?
I don't even know.
Some Israeli team.
They ball in Israel, though.
They do. He, in a post-game interview, he said to a reporter, first of all, the reporter asked him how he would react if he had a gay teammate. Why did you ask that question? To get a reaction.
Why that's he accomplished his goal.
He got the reaction.
Yeah, I guess.
So when he was asked that, if you watch the interview, Amari is kind of jokingly saying, oh, if I had a gay teammate, I would shower across the street. If I had a gay teammate, I would change clothes around the corner. And he says it in a very, like, flippant, joking way. But, of course, in the mainstream, U.S. media got hold of it. Yeah. Then it turned into, I'm not going to say it turned into, we portrayed it, or the media portrayed it for what it is, as homophobia. Yeah. And so when Amari was asked about that, well, first of all, let's go back to this. Big deal or not? Is it a big deal or not that Amari Stoudemire joked about what he would do if he had a gay teammate in the locker room?
It's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal.
It's a real big deal.
But let's not pretend that homosexuality is still not stigmatized in sports. It is. And you've got players who are fueled by testosterone, mm-hmm. Who have, you know, part of who they are as players and individuals has to do a lot with their masculinity, mm-hmm. machismo, playing sports, and also coming from a black community.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, there's that lens that he's looking through. He said himself that there's truth to every joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched to believe that, you know, there was some truth to what he was saying, just because of the framework that he's looking in. Is it a big deal? We all say yes. It is a big deal, because you have to be careful with what you're saying. And it is homophobic. It is. Because then you're, like I said earlier, you're assuming that any homosexual who's within the locker room is just going to, if they're attracted to you, are just going to act on their, you know, attraction without restraint.
Yeah.
Like, that's not logical.
Yeah.
You can be attracted to someone without, you know, mauling them.
Right. And he's done this in the past. Mm-hmm. In 2012, he was fined by the league because he made a homophobic remark on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is time and time again. I mean, it's happening again and again. Yes, he's making it a joke, but it's not a joke. This is a life for some people.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't get it.
Did you guys catch No Chill Gil's comments on
Gilbert Arenas? You'd
be surprised.
What did he say?
I can't read it all because it's going to take forever. The entire show. It's a long comment. He's like, so stupid. It's shaking my head. An NBA locker room acts gay. Straight dudes act gay as shit in the locker room, and gay dudes don't stand out. So to be honest, for the most part, you can't tell. Players who dress like Cam, OBJ, Westbrook wouldn't be gay athletes. A gay athlete doesn't want to stand out because as men, we're built hard and competitive. So the way we talk in the locker room to each other as a straight man, he says something that I can't say, he basically was just saying, nah, that Amari Stoudemire was wrong for that, saying that he will never take a shower with any alpha male personalities. All that stuff is like BS, basically. So I was surprised at Gil for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to, like, piggyback on what Stoudemire says. But
J-Rod,
well, I just
your
think
boy.
It's more, there's probably players in the NBA right now who are gay who are not
probably
coming out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would
not.
So yeah, we'll say
sport.
Definitely. So it's kind of like, you know, we're still in a society where it's still stigmatized and we're still fighting for, I wouldn't say equality. Would you say equality?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still fighting for equality for homosexuals and, you know, that community. So it's almost like those kind of comments stop us from progressing.
Let's see what they say in the chat room. Chat room says. This is why a lot of athletes don't come out until
that's
after
exactly
they retire.
Saying.
Thank
Big
you.
Big deal. You have to be careful about your words, especially when you're a public figure.
Yeah.
Who
said that? Demo?
Demo said
hey,
that.
Hey, Demo.
Gamer Girl said that this is why a lot of athletes don't come out until after they retire.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
TV timeout. Yeah. Before we were shooting today, Josh and I were watching and you were there too, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching the Warriors Bulls game. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is the beginning of the Warriors dropping to the 2 seed. And the Bulls beat the Warriors. Thank you.
They just lost to the Wizards.
Had to get that in there.
Yeah, this is a sports show. I had to give you the sports updates.
That's the first time I've been on here that we've been live.
Right.
Actually, this, besides the Dodger playoff game, that's the only two.
Big deal.
What was the score?
I don't know. They lost.
94-87.
Let me check these standings.
Damn.
Every day. It's funny.
That's you, big deal or not, Kirk Cousins.
So Kirk Cousins gets a franchise tag for the Redskins. Is it a big deal or nah?
I guess.
Hell yeah, that's a big deal.
Why hell yeah, though?
Because Kirk Cousins is not worth the top three average salaries in the position.
How much do they give him?
It's franchise tag. You take the average.
Oh, the average.
Top three or five. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
But people get overpaid all the time, so it's kind of like, is it really that big of a deal if someone gets overpaid?
Point.
I say it's not a big deal. I say you're nah.
Get your money.
I'm going to go with or nah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say nah on that one. He's inconsistent when the moment is needed. Mm-hmm. But during the season, he's there.
He had a slow start last year.
Yeah, I see him getting traded.
He wants to go to San Francisco.
But what is San Francisco going to give up to get him? That's the real question.
I don't think they're going to give up anything. They're in total rebuild mode.
They are in total rebuild mode. Yeah. But wouldn't put – I mean, if since they are
– I mean,
since
I'm sorry.
49ers,
the opposite way. That's what I'm
saying. Wait, what do you mean? What would the Redskins give up?
Correct.
All I can say is this. That's a lot of money for a Kirk Cousins.
I agree.
But Kirk Cousins is, NFC East?
Yes.
And you get Cowboys, Philly. You get Philly. Your only real competition right now in the NFC East are the Cowboys, which is big competition.
Wait, not the
11-5 New York football Giants?
Not the Giants?
No. Sorry.
The Giants went 11-5 last year.
I mean, but the Giants to me are always like an afterthought. I don't know. Okay.
An afterthought who's won two Super Bowls in the past.
I have to disagree. They have like the best defense.
I'm an Eli fan. I have to say that. But I don't like looking to the future. I don't think about the Giants.
How many teams in the division?
Four.
That's a fair point because Eli's getting old.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are young. They have a young core. Going forward 5-10 years, you see the Cowboys being good. Giants, whereas their window is probably very, very small right now.
So that's what I mean. That.
So next year they finish what? Redskins finish what in the division? They finish.
I mean the.
Of the four teams.
Second. I'll say it'll be Cowboys, then Redskins, then Giants.
That's fair.
And then Giants the third? Eagles.
I think that's fair. I mean, the NFC East, it's a wild card every year.
Right. It really is. Like, they're consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, and the Redskins won the division.
They're like 8-0. Yeah.
First place, so.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is that because this is a, you have to have a quarterback, you have to have a reliable quarterback, and he's as reliable as it's going to get considering we're very,
right.
You know, the NFL quarterbacks
are. Yeah, there's no quarterbacks
scarce.
To go around.
So, yeah.
Right.
So I say, or nah. That's all I was trying to say.
Or nah.
Reyna, big deal or nah. What's the chat room saying?
Chat room says, nah, he's not the only overpaid athlete that is talentless. Exhibit A, Jay Cutler.
Demo.
Demo. He may not be the only one, but it's still surprising
that
they would give him all that money.
But they have to.
They don't
want
to
let him go,
but
they don't want to commit to him. And that's
exactly.
That's what it is.
So
we
it's franchise tag
year.
By definition.
Exactly.
The 1 year?
Exactly. It's like, we don't want to give you 3-4 years, so we don't think you're that good.
Heck
but
no.
We don't want to lose you, because if we lose you, we know we're not going to
get
a quarterback.
Get
right.
So let's just franchise you.
Johnny Manziel making a comeback, and so is Vince Young.
Johnny Manziel is not going to play the down of NFL football. Let's stop that right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Big deal or not, Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is becoming a free agent after 10 years of being with the Vikings. Big deal or not?
That's a huge deal.
It's
we saw it coming.
It's a big deal because it's Adrian Peterson. But
right.
As a business decision, it's not because we knew this was coming.
It's a nah.
$18 million
but
for Adrian Peterson? No.
It can't be not when the best running back in the league for the past 10 years is sitting there like waiting like for offers like that. It's a huge
deal.
Whatever team he ends up on is going to have its offense significantly upgraded.
Where's he going to go?
If he can stay healthy.
Giants.
No.
He wants to go to the Giants. That's one of his teams.
He needs a good offensive line.
They're saying Packers. If he goes to the Packers.
Oh, damn.
you know where I see him going?
Oakland, too.
Tell
Oakland's
me.
Another one.
Where? Oakland.
The Rams.
No, I was going to say the
Chargers?
Rams.
Oh, the Rams?
I was going to say the Rams or the Patriots.
Oh, if he goes to the Patriots.
Oh, Patriots are signed for what, 1 year?
Not
and
the
then,
Patriots.
Come to the Rams.
Patriots have Blunt.
They have Blunt first.
Okay.
The Garrett Blunt, and they have White, who should have been in MVP,
oh,
in my opinion, in the Super Bowl. So, where are they going to put him there?
I say
Raiders.
I heard
Latavius
Raiders.
Murray is probably going to leave.
Right.
And you can slide him right in. And you get good production right off the bat.
Giants need a running back desperately.
You'll
but how's
them?
Their offensive line, though?
Terrible. We need an offensive line.
Right.
We need a running back.
Raiders have
I mean,
a top five offensive line.
The Giants have been making moves to potentially fit him into that hole. So.
Yeah, and I like Paul Perkins too. We drafted him from UCLA last year. But he actually came on strong last year. But we need to fix our whole line.
I was going to say, I would if I were Adrian Peterson, I wouldn't go somewhere with a shaky, shady, seedy O line because he's already injury prone. I mean, he's going to go out there and do snap a knee just like Tony Romo does every time he gets on the field.
How about the Cowboys?
The Cowboys were interested last year, but now that they got Zeke,
I've been hearing that. But now, what's the deal that I heard? I was listening to, I think, with maybe First Take or something about Zeke is having some kind of issue.
What issue?
Is it? That's what I'm asking. Was there some issue with Zeke that might keep him from playing?
Slow news.
I thought he
NCAA violation or anything.
I'm not sure.
Oh no, I thought I saw something about him hurdling or something like that. They didn't like him. But he needs to stop that. I saw it on the shade room.
He was doing track hurdles still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Big deal or nah?
I don't know if that was a big deal.
Whoever put this next story in, it was you, wasn't it?
Man.
Why don't you take it away, Charlie? My man.
Tim Tebow hits 9 home runs and battering
and
practice.
Looking good too. He looks so good.
Now look, Charlie. Tell
that's
now.
A big
give,
deal.
Give us,
are we are no, serious now, right now? Now we're counting batting practice
now,
home runs.
Now break the man down, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Are you kidding me?
Bring us back to reality.
But did you
Charlie?
See Tim Tebow?
You're gonna wear that jersey,
in that golf cart after like it was like a little promo shot.
Oh my god! Yeah, I didn't get my sister. My sister.
It's a marketing. It's a marketing point. Mets are trying to get some people in the stands, and they use him as that.
And that's
there's nothing more.
What was the bet? If he makes the...
If he makes it into AAA, I will wear his jersey.
AAA, not even the
I
big
will
show.
Wear his jersey. There is no way... I was going to say a bad word. There was no way that he's going to make it into AAA. He won't even make it plat... He... Okay.
So, hey, Timmy Tebow, we just got to get you to AAA.
And don't get me wrong, Tim Tebow is probably
the cutest.
I wasn't going to say that. He's probably one of the best people in the world. He takes everything and spits it in a positive way.
Great.
And I commend him for that.
Yes.
But he is never going to play Major League Baseball ever
never
in his
never.
Life.
Never say never.
I'm saying never.
He needs to change up his batting stance. Yeah. He's not going to be able to do that. He needs to be a great outfielder, which he's not. There's no way.
And he's not young either.
He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
But most baseball 30. Players are 50.
Man, 30 is young 50. In baseball. MLB, that's still young. He's still in his prime.
We gotta stop talking about Tim Tebow. Listen, I love him as a person. I think he's a great individual. You know, he's a man of his word. He lives the word.
He's a virgin.
You know what I mean? So like, I respect him tremendously as a person. He's just not a he's not a professional athlete.
No,
he's just cold.
Aww.
Let's be a coach for college football and then call it a day.
He can do anything else in the world, and I'll support him.
Yeah,
you're just not a professional baseball player.
Yep.
Or a football player.
Just it's a non-story. Thank you.
Okay.
He's gonna pray real hard, pray himself into the AAA.
I'll pray for you.
What does the chat room say about Tim Tebow?
Nothing. They say nothing.
Zero.
Nobody
don't talk.
They
don't talk.
No, Demo says Tim Tebow is a sweet guy, but baseball not on the But baseball on the professional level, no. If the Mets are desperate, they might take him. They might make it.
I'm surprised that the chat even commented on it. Talk baseball, they all get up.
They're like,
they get a snack from the refrigerator.
Fair foul or can't call it. This is part of the show where we talk about things, whether they're fair foul or we can't call it. Okay. This is kind of serious right here. Right? Okay, so the 17-year-old transgender teen, his name.
That's the biggest picture we can get. Oh, thank you.
His name is Mac Beggs, which I think is kind of a great name. Mac was born a female, identifies as male. She is receiving testosterone hormone treatments, and she's a wrestler, undefeated this year, and she is competing against girls. She is beating everybody's ass. At the 110-pound weight class.
Did we say that she identifies as a male?
Yeah. So, born a female, identifies as male, competing in the 110-pound weight class, undefeated this year, and is currently competing in the Texas State Championship Circuit. She and her parents have been lobbying for her to be able to compete against boys because people are complaining that she is winning and that she's winning unfairly, although she and her family contend that she was winning before she began the testosterone treatments. So, is it fair or foul, or we can't call it, that Mac Beggs, born female, identifying as male, taking hormone treatments, is competing against girls.
I say it's foul. I say it's foul because to me, testosterone is almost like an enhancement. Whether she was winning or he was winning before or not, I think you and I talked about this.
Yeah.
The testosterone still could be giving an edge. None of the other girls are taking testosterone.
That we know of.
They're fighting naturally. I don't even know why it's not on
the table.
I don't even know why it's not on a list of performance-enhancing drugs, but whatever. What I do think, though, if he wants to fight the boys or wrestle the boys, then let him wrestle the boys and then, you know, see how he stacks up. I don't see a problem with that.
I say it's fouled by his definition. He wants to be with them. He wants to wrestle with them. So he's saying, go for it. Let's do this. Like,
now, let's say down the road he makes it into the Olympics. What is going to happen at that point? Who is he going to face? And is he going to be able to take the testosterone at that point?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because I don't think that the Olympic committee would allow that. And he would have to face against the girls.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Olympic committee would say about that.
Because if he's that good going forward, 2020, he's going to make it in.
I'm going to also call it foul, too. And it's such a sensitive, delicate topic because, you know, transgender people, LGBT community as a whole, is still fighting to receive, you know, equal treatment and, you know, just
equal respect.
So I do want to tread these waters very delicately. I do think it's foul because taking those treatments, I do believe, gives him a huge unfair advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want my little girl or child or teenage girl fighting a student who had an advantage that I deem as unfair because he is taking these hormones that all the other contestants or students don't naturally have.
Especially in wrestling, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to go with foul.
I agree with you, too. And he says it.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say that, but he was like, I want to fight boys.
It's just the rules are prohibiting him.
I want to fight boys.
The current high school rules in that state are prohibiting him from fighting.
The only reason why I say I can't call it is because he wants to face the boys. So for that reason and that reason alone, yes, the performance-enhancing drugs, regardless of what it is a hindrance, and it's going to give an unfair advantage, like you said.
Okay.
It's definitely touchy.
Yeah, it's a touchy situation. Touchy. It's one of those that you're like, should I?
I feel like this is our generation's, like, I can't
explain. Water fountains.
Yeah, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, our kids or our grandkids are like, I can't believe they thought this, X, Y, Z. And like, I mean, I think we all consider ourselves to be kind of liberal.
Right.
And we're still kind of like, I don't know.
let him fight the boys. Yeah. And you know what? Let him fight the boys and then see what happens.
Well, I mean, I think I know where you're going with that. But I think at 110 pounds, you've got a good chance. 110 pounds is very light.
But 100...
I think a 110-pound boy, you're talking about, what, a freshman?
Somebody like a lanky... she's 17,
lanky
though.
Kind
he's 17.
Of, you know, kind of a, like a lanky kid. I think she'll have a good shot.
But my thing is this. 110-pound naturally born boy versus 110-pound person who identifies as boy as a male
testosterone.
Who is taking treatment, it's still different.
Yeah,
it's different by nature, but I still think, I'm just saying, at that weight level, 110 pounds, when what's the variance there?
Like, I have no
110
idea.
110 to what? Or is 110 and under?
But do you think like there might be enough down the line? There's enough trans athletes where they just have a trans division. Like,
see, isn't that wrong to say?
But, yeah, but then
I don't
they would. They wouldn't.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
I'm trying to be PC about
this. That would be like saying.
I can't comment.
That would be like saying, okay, you have your own league, and like you can't use our bathrooms. Okay. You go have your own
like
league,
the
right?
Color league.
No. Yeah, I'm just.
I don't know.
I'm just.
No. but
we're really going off the rails,
right?
We're really going off the rails right here.
Is that not the same? I don't know. Is that not the same thing?
I think the same thing is like.
Yeah, you guys have your league. We'll have ours. I feel like that's
I don't know the right answer.
The Negro Baseball League,
what,
you black
equal?
People go
is that
play,
what we're saying? No, I don't
play baseball.
I don't know the right answer. I
don't know either.
I don't know the right answer.
But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I do understand what you're saying, and I don't want to say that I agree with you, because it would be like saying, like I said, the Negro League, you go play your black baseball. That's, you go, you know, pee in your own bathroom. You go.
But it's not from a standpoint of I know. From a sexist, it's just a simple fact that you're taking testosterone. We might.
True.
Be, yeah. I mean, maybe that's
from,
how.
From a competitive, like, from. Right. Because you, how do you really measure how much those hormones affect your ability to win?
Yeah. Exactly.
So if you guys, I don't want to say you guys, let me say, if a group of people wants to take a certain amount of drugs to impede or aid their performance, they should all, I don't know. Okay.
Can I?
Where will this lead? Will we eventually get to the point where gender doesn't matter? And if you're going to play a sport with a certain gender, you can do that?
Like, I don't think our generation has
to change. I don't think it's ever going to change. I hate to say it, but I don't think it's ever going to change.
Jimbo, are you listening to this conversation? I kind of want to hear Jimbo's, because Jimbo has a really good take on social issues.
Well,
I mean, Jimbo, you're into wrestling, right?
I love wrestling. Wrestling is my passion.
Should the women just stay in their own league?
Okay, so in WWE right now, women are not allowed to fight men. They have their own division. They used to be called divas. Now they're getting away from that. They're finally calling them women and superstars. So they're breaking those walls. However, in Lucha Underground, which is another wrestling federation, women are seen as equal as men, and they go toe-to-toe. Mm. And it's not obscene to see. They have a female luchador. Her name's Sexy Star, and she wrestled, like, the baddest bad dude. And they went 15 minutes, and it wasn't like, oh, man, she should have been down with one punch.
But let me ask you this, Jimbo, in the booth. Is Sexy Star, is she a lesbian?
No, she's a female, just wrestler. She's taking testosterone? She's not. There are transgendered women and men in wrestling that wrestle.
Listen, sir.
Either way, but this is like scripted pro wrestling compared to college wrestling, where it's like you're legit wrestling against someone to win. You know, so that makes a difference. But I agree with JJ, and like, well, where does it stop then? Are you going to be like, no, colors have to have their own
league? Right?
Colors,
it's like, yeah, it's like taking steps back,
right? Thank you, Donald Trump, for this PSA. Not you, Jimbo LaBooth, but Donald Trump is making.
Jimbo knows who he's talking
about. Yeah, I know you're.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimbo.
Fair foul, can't call it. Oklahoma's Joe Mixon. I guess we got to go through this really quickly because we are running out of time. We talked about transgender and Kevin Durant busting his knee up so long, we have to run through the rest of the show. Joe Mixon, not invited to NFL Combine. He's the guy from Oklahoma, the running back from Oklahoma, who sucker punched this white girl for calling him, I think, the N-word, and for hitting him. And this happened in 2014. He had to sit out a year at Oklahoma. He played this year. This was the year before he went to the draft. But because the NFL has these combine rules where you can't have any domestic felony charges, misdemeanor charges on your record, they can uninvite you or just not invite you, period. So he was not invited to the combine because of this incident that happened. And Josh, JJ... Fair foul, can't call. JJ, you're ready to talk about it.
I'm giving the NFL the side eye on this.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of players currently in the NFL who have records. So I feel like the NFL is being a bit, they're picking and choosing who they invite here and who they support here and what they want. And I'm looking at the NFL kind of with the side eye. I don't.
It's almost like they don't have a problem with you hitting your girlfriend unless it's on video. Ooh. Or hitting a girl unless it's on video.
Yeah. Or hitting her after you've already made it to the league.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think, I'm not defending the NFL by any means, but I think they're trying to start a clean slate with this, and that's the reason why they're going in that direction.
But if or you're trying better to start PR.
Better
PR, but or in a clean slate, but he wouldn't be the only one.
No, but there's two people that are not going into
the quarterback from Ole Miss, and there are a few others, the Kelly guy from Ole Miss and then Joe Mixon, these are the two most notable ones.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, you can't come to our combine, but we'll still let you in the league. These guys aren't banned from the league.
Good point. No, they're not banned from the league.
They can still make a team. Yeah. They don't have to go to combine to get drafted.
But I don't think it's going to matter for a team that wants him. If the team wants him, come on over to our stadium. Let's see how you perform.
You work out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter at all. I don't think people are going to do that.
Right.
But
Raina, you're about to say,
I can't call it.
You can't call it.
I agree with Josh. Like, I feel like this is, they pick and choose what they want to support and what they don't want to support. There's been a lot of domestic violence cases in the NFL, so I can't call it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you do have to realize that your actions have consequences.
Correct.
So
agreed.
True.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I say foul. Listen, I say this is foul that they are not inviting him or Kelly or whoever else, because it's inconsistent with how they've handled the Ray Rices and the whomever else is the brown guy from the Giants, who the kicker who was beating up his girlfriend.
Yeah, Josh Brown.
Yeah. So I'm definitely not an advocate of domestic violence, period. This particular incident is a conversation for another day, because that girl put whatever. But
Gamer Girl says, she's what? Like, if Tyreek Hill can play, he can play. A black man hitting a white woman, probably, that's probably why.
Because he, like, knocked the F out of this girl. Go ahead, J-Rod.
She asked for it.
Yeah, just give me credit for having good social commentary.
You might dispute this with me. Okay. I'm not sure if it's a race thing more than if it was a video thing.
I think it's
being
both.
On video, because Josh Brown was white. He was white. But he's when he suspended the game. But I think if Mixon's incident wasn't caught on tape, I think he would have been invited to come.
I think if it wasn't, the tape was harsh, but if it had been a black girl that he'd hit, they would have been like, come to Combine.
We'll fly you first class.
I don't know if I don't believe that or I don't want to believe that.
And as a white girl with blonde hair, like white girls with blonde hair are like the cream of the crop as far as society is concerned. You can't hit a white girl
blonde. Blue eyes?
So I guess I was raised old fashioned. Regardless of whatever they call you, whatever they're saying, you never hit a female, and that's just my opinion. Again,
why can we all agree with that?
Yeah, we do.
So I
but think if you're gonna hit one, you better not hit a white one on tape.
But I don't think.
I mean, in all fairness, Ray Rice still doesn't have a team, right?
Correct.
Ray Rice's wife is not white.
Well, that's a good example.
Rayna brought up the tape.
White. Oh, gosh. I don't even want to see it again.
She was not white.
I'm saying she was not white, and he kept playing for a while.
No, they suspended him.
Not right away.
But they still saw the tape. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's the visual evidence of it all. That's what I think, at least.
They're gonna be like Sports Weekly scam.
We might see you next week.
Isaiah Thomas, nobody holds me in check. Fair foul, can't call. I don't care. Whatever.
Fair.
Okay. Talk your shit, Isaiah Thomas.
There you go, Raina.
As long as you back it up.
That's right.
He been backing it up.
I don't know. Can we say the same for Ball Brothers?
Look, we got. I wish
go,
we could talk
go
about that.
Go do it. You got it. Go. Come on. Go. Let's go. Speed through.
Ball Brothers, so I guess the game said Lonzo Ball's NBA ready right now, but I mean, I think so. I think he's definitely going to the league next year. But the big story is his dad. You guys, his dad has been saying so much stuff. He said, my son will not play for any other team but the Lakers. He said we talked about how his son, he said his son was better than Steph Curry, right? We talked about that. Then he said that. And then most recently he said, if Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Jordan, if they don't sign my son, we have our own brand. And it's the Ball Brothers, the three B.
I can't wait to see.
Three Ball? Like,
who's wearing some Ball Brothers shoes, really?
Not me.
But
that's a negative.
Lonzo, you gotta be like, Pops, chill, man. Chill. You're making me look so bad. But yeah,
Danager.
That could be problematic.
You guys think Lonzo's ready for the league, one and done?
That's a negative.
Yeah,
he's one and done. I think so too.
Okay, but here's the thing with one and done. Like, okay, yes, by today's standards, one and done, yes. But guys, like, I always say this, like, these one and done kids are not ready to be successful in the league. He's ready to go to the league, okay, by the rules, NCAA one and done rules.
That's what the question was asking.
But is he ready to be a force with which to be reckoned in the league? No, he's still a baby. He's gonna take him several years to be somebody who I'm actually afraid to go one on one with in the league.
Especially in an era where the point guards. it's a point guard heavy league right now. You got
some good points.
Every night you're going against some stiff competition. Right. So I think in that position in particular, it's going
to
be hard.
And he needs to gain a little weight. Yeah. He's going to get
his body. Cherry all these kids in college need to gain some weight. League.
But the dad can be. I think he can be problematic. That could be very bad for him going forward.
Raina, what else you got for her in case you missed it before we got to go?
Sorry, I was just watching the Joe Mixon tape. Oops.
Tony Romo posted his first Instagram post, and it's of his kids playing football.
Oh,
that's
cute.
It was cute.
You're going to be signing with a new team, so.
But last but not least, did we talk about Simone Biles?
Oh, do it. No, we did.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars, Simone Biles, and former NFL player Rashad Jennings on next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Any of you guys
and Mr. T.
That?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Okay, I was confused. There's a lot of great dancers in this cast. Like, why would you have
they
Dancing with the Stars?
Year.
But why? I'm not a fan of the show, but, like, why did they do that? Shouldn't they have people who can't really dance?
Wait, do you guys watch TV Dancing with the
Stars? Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Like, well, Simone, for example, has probably dance training.
Beyonce's backup dancers in it. And then a member from Fifth Harmony, she's in it as well.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you guys were fans of the show.
That's
no.
They
Dancing with the Stars, congratulations, Simone. Mr. T and Rashad Jennings and whoever else is on the cast.
Mr. T
with the Mohawk.
I've been to the food.
There you go.
Actually, Charlie, hold on.
Y'all remember the 18, though, huh?
Former Chicago Cubs catcher David Ross is in it as well.
Why?
He's retired.
So I know, but I thought you might think that's cool because you know, Chicago Cubs.
He's
off
range looking
baseball.
After you.
Yeah. Just because baseball means he has to like it.
I appreciate that.
Every Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Chat room, we love you guys. We love you, Demo. We love you, Gamer Girl. We love you, whoever else is in the chat room.
Gamer Girl, Noelle.
Every Thursday night, 7 o'clock, starting 5. Look alive. High five. Erica Renee Davis, you can find me on Instagram, on Insta Story, and on Twitter at Erica Renee T.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on all social media platforms at VOC Dad.
Hey guys, just RIP Nicki Minaj.
RIP Mother Blaker.
I'm so sorry to hear the news. Shout out to Erica's Miami Hurricane earrings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, looks like the orange and green. I noticed that.
Okay.
And you can find me, Joshua Johnson, all over social media at JJ the Talented.
And I'm Raina LA. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
Josh_Rodriguez. Hit me up. Let's do this.
Let's do it on blackhollywoodlive.com, actually. What happened?
That Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon knocked that girl out. Sorry, y'all. That's what they're watching. Find us on Twitter at BHL Online. That reaction was priceless. Find us on Instagram at BHL Sports Weekly. And great show. Thank y'all for hanging with us in the chat room. And go Clippers.
Oh, God.
'm executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.